Welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. African-American composer Scott Joplin was born in the middle of the 19th century and died in the early 20th century. But before there even was a country called America, there were other black composers. The composer of that concerto is known as the Chevalier de Saint-Georges. Chevalier is French for knight, K-N-I-G-H-T. His real name was Joseph de Boulogne, but no one ever calls him that. His mother was an African slave on a plantation on the island of Guadeloupe in the Caribbean. His father was the Frenchman who owned that plantation. The Chevalier followed his father back to Paris, where he studied music and had a great career as a violinist and composer. But he was equally famous for fencing, sword fighting. Almost a century later, there was another black violinist composer whose father was also French, but whose mother came from Cuba. José Silvestre de los Dolores White y Lafitte, also known as Joseph White, studied in Paris too. He even wound up teaching at the Paris Conservatory. Samuel Coleridge Taylor's father was a doctor from Africa who married an English woman, so he was born in England. The line, "By the shores of Gitche Gumee, by the shining big sea water," doesn't sound African or English. Coleridge Taylor is most famous for a piece inspired by American poet Henry Wadsworth Longfellow's Hiawatha. Composer Fela Sawande was actually born in Africa, in Nigeria. But just before he was 13, he moved to England, where he studied European music, and then worked as both a jazz musician and an organist. Sawande combined native African music with European orchestral style in his African suite. Of course, lots of black composers were born on this side of the Atlantic Ocean. William Grant Still is known as the Dean of Afro-American Composers. His Afro-American Symphony was the first symphony by a black composer to be performed by a major American orchestra. There are also black composers who are still alive, like Adolphus Hailstork, who's a professor of music at Old Dominion University in Virginia. A reaction to gang violence inspired Chicago composer James Kemo Williams. One summer, three children in Chicago were killed by gangs, including Eric Morse. Eric was killed because he refused to steal candy for other kids. James Kemo Williams dedicated the piece Fanfare for Life to the memory of Eric Morse and the other gang victims. One of the most famous American dance tunes, The Charleston, was written in the early 1900s by James P. Johnson. Of course, the most famous composer from that era was Scott Joplin, whose most famous composition was The Maple Leaf Rag. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write Classics for Kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please listen again next time for more Classics for Kids.